哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
Hallelujah, may peace be with you.
愿神祝福大家。
May God bless all of you.
今天早上跟大家谈分享的是从那城出来。
This morning I'd like to share with you the topic of come out of that city.
感谢主的带领和安排。
Thank God for His arrangement.
这一次小弟是第三次来到我们这个地方，一起来学习敬拜主。
This is my third visit to the Baldwin Park Church to worship God with you.
来到我们 Baldwin Park 之前呢，在夏威夷跟吴雅各长老一起同工。
And before coming to Baldwin Park, I was working in Hawaii with Elder James Wu.
在那里待了十八天。
And I stayed in Hawaii for 18 days.
这个礼拜是被安排在我们这个地方和 Kanaka Park.
And this week, I am staying in this area as well as Kanaka Park.
再来的一个礼拜就要在 Irvine 这个地区，在那个地方，一起来服侍主。
And in the following week, I will be traveling down to Irvine.
这里忙完以后，小弟又要回去香港，因为目前驻牧在香港。
And after I'm done with the United States, I will be traveling back to Hong Kong because that's where I'm stationed right now.
走了很多的这个国家的大城啊。
I have been to many cities and many countries.
我发现每一个大城市都有它的特色。
And I've noticed that in every city, that it also...Every city has its own characteristics.
不管从它的结构面，或者是从它的经济的层面来讲啊，
whether in its structure or economics,
都会发现它城市有它的美好的地方。
And I've always noticed that every city has a positive side.
也有让人觉得会留下美好回忆的地方。
And I have good memories.
但是在启示录里头啊，
But in the book of Revelations,
却有这么一句话这样说。
Tells us that,
我们来看一下启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation,
第十八章。
Revelation 18,
四节。
Revelation chapter 18,
十八章的第四节。
Verse 4, Revelation 18 verse 4.
你来读。
Then I heard another voice from heaven say, Come out of her, my people, so that you will not share in her sins, so that you will not receive any of her plagues.
在这里啊，我们看到了这个异象中啊，有一位大全能的天使啊。
Here in the vision of the book writer, he saw an angel.
他是从天上下来的。
An angel from heaven.
他宣告巴比伦这个大城啊，要倾倒，要灭亡了。
The angel proclaimed that the great city of Babylon is to be destroyed.
特别告诉神的子民说，要从那城啊，就是大巴比伦城出来啊。
And the angel warned God's chosen people to come out of the city of Babylon.
那这个巴比伦啊，其实在圣经里面呢、啊，出现的。这个名词频率很多。
We know that the term Babylon appears in many places in the Bible.
圣经作者特别用这个城来代表这个世界。
And the author of this book especially used the term Babylon to signify the world.
巴比伦它原来的名字在上古时代叫做巴别。
And in ancient times, Babylon was also known as Babel.
在创世纪的第十章、第十一章里面呢，那个地方是在示拿地。
And in chapter 10 and 11 of the book of Genesis, the place of Babel is located in the Middle East.
那为什么大权柄的天使要来宣告这个巴比伦城要倾倒灭亡呢？
And why did the great angel come to proclaim that the great city of Babylon is to be destroyed?
其实有主要的几个原因。
Actually, there are several reasons.
我们来看这个十七章的一节到四节。
And let's turn to chapter 17, verse 1.
启示录十七章一节到四节。
Book of Revelation, chapter 17, verse 1.
在这里啊，我们看到他 讲十七章大淫妇就是讲这巴比伦大城的坏行为了。
And the Revelation chapter 17 talks about a sinful woman, and this woman signifies the sins of the city of Babylon.
把所有这个大城市巴比伦里面的坏行为，就用大淫妇来做个做这样的说法。
And the sins of Babylon is symbolized by this adulterous woman.
在第一节这里说啊，大淫妇要受的刑罚啊，也要指给这个使徒约翰看。
And here it says that the deeds of the woman will be shown to Apostle John.
那第二节就讲了。
Verse 2 says,
说地上的君王跟大淫妇行淫乱了。
And the kings of the earth will commit adultery with this woman.
那第二个就是住在地上的世人喝了他淫乱的酒啊。
And it goes on to say the inhabitants of the earth were intoxicated with the one's wines of her adultery.
神起初造万物和造人类的时候都看作美好。
And when God first created heaven and earth and humans, he saw that everything was good.
但是这个大淫妇的行为却要破坏神应该造人的目的。
But this woman came to destroy the purpose of God's creation.
让世上的国度啊与他行淫啊。
So that the kings of this earth will have commit adultery with her.
也让世人迷惑在他的这个淫乱的酒下面。
And she came to confuse and intoxicate the people with her sinful wine.
所以看到这个天使宣告大巴比伦城啊，他必须要毁灭灭亡啊。
And that is why the angel came to proclaim that the kingdom of Babylon is to be destroyed.
其实在旧约圣经里面呢、啊、
Actually in the Old Testament,
我们也看到先知也同样有发出这样的信息啊。
We also saw that the prophets have delivered the same message.
我们来看那个以西结书二十三章。
Let's turn to book of Ezekiel chapter 23.
以西结书二十三章。
Book of Ezekiel chapter 23.
二十三章的，请看第一节到第四节。
Ezekiel chapter 23 verse 1.
第一节这里这样说啊。
Verse 1 says.
说神的话临到这个先知以西结啊。
Here says the word of God came to Ezekiel.
说有两个姐妹。
There were two women.
她们是一个母亲所生的。
They were daughters of the same mother.
但是呢，她们却跟埃及行邪淫了。
They became prostitutes in Egypt.
让人去拥抱他们呢、啊。
And they allowed men to fondle them.
那这两个姐妹啊，在第四节，姐姐叫做阿和拉。
And the older was named Ohola.
那妹妹叫做阿和利巴。
And the younger was named Oholiba.
其实这是一个先知的一个象征的语言代表啊。
And we know that this is a parable from a.
如果我们详细看内容的时候
，If we read in between the lines,
姐姐阿和拉是指着撒玛利亚城啊。
We know that the sister Ohola symbolizes the city of Samaria.
是指着北国以色列的代表了。
She symbolizes the northern kingdom of Israel.
那妹妹阿和利巴
，The younger sister Oholiba,
是指着耶路撒冷城。
She signifies Jerusalem,
也就是讲着南国犹大国的代表了。
Or the southern kingdom, or the kingdom of Judea.
他们没有专一来敬拜神呢。
These two did not focus in worship.
却跟周边的列国当地的主人呢、啊，学会他们的这些淫乱的事啊。
But instead.They learned the adulterous ways of their neighbors.
其实我们在旧约圣经的先知书里面
，and in the books of the prophets in the Old Testament,
看到神一再宣告百姓的两大罪状。
We see again and again that God is angry at his people for two sins.
第一个就是宗教信仰上的一种淫乱。
The first of which is the infidelity of their religion.
他们没有专心拜神。
They did not devote themselves to
the one true God. 没有照着神的律法来生活。
They did not live in accordance with God's law.
反而拜了更多的外邦偶像。
But instead, they went to worship the idols of the Gentiles.
那第二个罪状是什么呢？
But what was their second offense?
就是在行为道德伦理上的淫乱。
It's the infidelity of their morality and their behavior.
没有真的从内心来得到这个神救恩的这种见证。
They were not able to bear witness of God's salvation.
随着自己的情欲啊，来奠定自己的人的生活啊。
They determined, they acted out their ways in accordance with their lust.
所以这两个姐妹，也就是这两个国啊。
And therefore, these two sisters symbolizes the two kingdoms.
北国在主前722年啊，就被亚述国灭亡了。
And we know that the first kingdom was destroyed by the kingdom of Assyria.
南国啊，就在主前606年啊，被巴比伦国所灭亡了。
And the southern kingdom was destroyed by the kingdom of Babylon in 606 BC.
那神透过先知宣告他们的罪状。
And through the prophets, God proclaimed their sins.
就是目的要他们悔改归向神呢。
And the purpose of which is so that they will come and repent.
没有想到这两个姐妹所代表的两个国家分别被神刑罚而且灭亡。
But they did not, and the two sisters or the two kingdoms were punished by God accordingly.
那在这个启示录十八章里面呢、啊？
And in the book of Revelation, chapter 18,
那我们看到这个使徒约翰呢、啊，就听见从天上有声音这样说。
And we see that John, the apostle, heard a voice from the sky say,
他说我的名啊
，He says, my people,
我的名呢、啊、是指着这个末世的属神的人呢。
My people refers to God's people in the end days.
指当代的人，也是指着今天末后的我们呢、啊。
And that my people, the term refers to the people of John's time as well as us.
说你们要从那城出来啊。
The voice has come out of her.
免得与她同罪。
So that you will not share in her sins.
受到灾殃。
So that you will not receive her plague.
这是记载在启示录十八章四节里面说得很清楚的。
This is very clear.
因为这个城，这个世界的结局啊。
Because the end of this world
就是要被倾倒被灭亡了
is to be destroyed.
其实除了在启示录十八章有谈到十六章里面也有讲到这个结局
And actually not only Revelation chapter 18 but Revelation chapter 16 also refers to the same ending.
那彼得后书第三章也有谈到这个城这个世界的结局
And the ending of the world is also recorded in 2 Peter.
其实我们注意看这个启示录十八章第四节。
And if you study Revelation chapter 18 verse 4 carefully,
对于那恶者、那大淫妇、那大巴比伦城这世界，它的结局是非常严酷的。
We know that the ending of this adulteress or the city of Babylon or this world is a cruel ending.
但是这句话对他的子民却是神慈爱的呼声。
But with the exception of this statement made to God's people, it is a statement of mercy.
就好像那个何西阿书第十一章里面这样记载啊。
And just as recorded in the book of Hosea, chapter 11.
说神的提醒，神的宣告。
It says God's reminder, God's proclamations.
这个神的话就是一种慈爱的绳索在牵引着我们呢、啊。
God uses His word to guide us.
如果听懂主的声音啊，
If we can understand God's
你就可以免去这个祸患，甚至免去这个刑罚了。
We will be able to escape God's punishment.
所以现在我们要谈的，
so what we're going to talk about
就是应当要从那城出来啊。
Is how we can exit from the city.
那城就是这个世界，
and the city refers to this world.
也就是所有情欲的代表了。
And this world.Symbolizes
我们属神的子民
desires, as God's people,
我们一生的信仰动作就是要从那城走出来、啊、
the goal of our faith is to exit from the city
那首先我们就要来谈第一个方向
First, the direction we were taking.
我们来从旧约圣经里面去看一看有关这个从那城出来的动作有什么样的一个了解啊。
And let us try to understand how we can exit the city from the Bible.
我们不要跟他同罪嘛，甚至被灭亡嘛。
First, we do not want to share the sins of it, and so that we will not be destroyed with it.
所以这个出来的动作啊，
So in order to exit,
其实是讲做神对他百姓的一种要求和工作。
The act of exiting from the city, it is a commandment from God.
在旧约不同的时期里面呢、啊、
，At different places, different times in the Old Testament,
这个动作，神跟他的选民之间呢、啊，其实是一个非常重要的一种学习、啊。
And it is an important lesson between God and His people.
我们首先来看一看这个出埃及记第三章。
Let us first turn to Exodus chapter 3.
出埃及记第三章。
Exodus chapter
3. 第三章的请看第十节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 10. So now go, I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt.
我们在这里看到
Here we see,
神要差遣摩西去见法老王
That God sent Moses to see Pharaoh.
那神要他能够引导以色列百姓从埃及领出来
God wanted Moses to lead the people out of Egypt.
在这里我们看到神直接关心他的百姓要带他们出埃及、啊、
Here we see that God cares for his people and wanted to lead his people out of their bondage.
因为神要应许的地不是这个埃及、啊、
Because Egypt was not the promised land.
而是那个迦南地、欸、
But the land of Canaan.
是对他们的祖宗亚伯拉罕的应许、欸、
The land of Canaan was promised to their ancestors.
神要实现这个救赎工作
And God was going to realize his salvation.
特别拣选摩西带领以色列百姓从埃及地领出来、啊、我们在这里看到这个出来的动作了
And that is why God chose Moses to lead his people, bring his people out of Egypt.
我们到了主前第八世纪的时候
And then we fast forward to 8th century.
先知也一样在宣告这个动作
800 BC, the Prophets were also doing the same thing.
我们请看以赛亚书五十二章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 52.
以赛亚书的五十二章。
Isaiah chapter 52.
五十二章的十一节。
Isaiah 52 verse 11. Isaiah chapter 52 verse 11. Depart, depart, go out from there, touch no unclean thing.Come out from it and be pure, you who carry the vessels of the Lord.
在这里、啊、先知宣告这样的动作。
Here, the prophet proclaimed to get out from there.
要百姓离开，从巴比伦城出来啊。
The prophet warned the people and told them to depart from Babylon.
然后不要，特别声明不要沾不洁净的物。
And told them to touch no unclean thing.
要从他们中间出来、啊、
And says, come out from it.
我们再来看这个耶利米书五十章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 50.
耶利米书第五十章。
Jeremiah chapter 50.
请看第八节。
Jeremiah chapter 50 verse 8.Flee out of Babylon, leave the land of the Babylonians, and be like the goats that lead the flock.
在这里又再一次的宣告。
And once again, the prophet declared.
这个耶利米先知是在主前第六世纪的先知。
And the prophet Jeremiah, it was a prophet that lived in the 600
BC. 他在这里宣告说，百姓要从巴比伦城中出来。
And he proclaimed that the people will leave the city of Babylon.
也一再强调这个出来的动作。
He also emphasized the act of leaving.
而且出来是用逃跑的呀。
And not only leaving, but fleeing from the city.
因为有联合的大国即将要攻击他们啊。
Because there will be a great war.
所以我们从这个旧约历史里面
So from the history of the Old Testament,
看到这个出来的动作
we see the act of leaving the city.
对于我们来讲
And what does that mean to us?
是神对选民的一种历史见证
We know that God has bear witness to his people like this throughout history.
要他们能够顺服而且要有圣洁的一种信仰生活
God wanted his people to obey him and to maintain a holy lifestyle.
根据出埃及记十九章的五节六节
And according to Exodus chapter 19,
五节六节
chapter 19 verse 5 and 6,
那里有讲到两个很重要的信仰的古老的课题
And there are two important ancient lessons of the faith.
第五节谈到你们要那里 在西乃山上宣布说百姓要遵行甚至遵守神的话神的约
And verse 5 says that the people will keep God's covenant and obey God's commandments、
哎、因为神就做百姓的神、啊、
Because God is the God of the people
这个就是强调一种信仰上的顺服课程了
And that verse emphasizes the important lesson of obedience.
第六节啊
verse 6,
他就强调你们要做圣洁的国民君这个圣洁的祭司
emphasizes that the people should be holy and be the priests of God.
如果从这个西乃之约神颁布的这两个信仰生活啊
And if we followGod's commandment from Mount Sinai.
往前我们可以追溯到我们的始祖亚当夏娃有没有顺服神的命令啊
And we can even examine the example of our forefather Adam to see if he
没有顺服反而违背犯罪了
And the answer is no, he did not obey, but instead he committed sin.
那犯罪后的生活就是不圣洁了
And after he sinned, his life was no longer pure.
结果我们看到啊，神的子民啊，一直就是在这个两个课程上面学不会。
And we can see God's people struggling how to learn these two lessons.
甚至在应许的迦南地里面
And even after they reached the
也没有做好这件功课、啊、
They could not follow the two lessons.
当犹大国快要灭亡之前呢，耶利米先知这样宣告啊。
And right before the kingdom of Judea was to be destroyed, Prophet Jeremiah proclaimed.
我们来看这个耶利米书第七章。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 7.
第七章的二十三节
Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 23 Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 23 But I gave them this command Obey me and I will be your God And you will be my people Walk in all the ways I command you That it may go well with you
在这里先知宣告神的信息啊
Here the prophet delivered a message from God.
他说你们献祭啊，我并不悦纳。
He said, God says that I do not look favorably on your sacrifices.
为什么
？Why?
因为百姓啊，没有做到神向他们所做的要求了。
Because the people failed to walk in the ways which God had commanded.
先知在这里宣告说。
And the prophet here declared,
其实神的要求不多，就这么一件。
Actually, God is not asking for much except for
你们应当听从我的话。
Just listen to me.
行我的道。
Walk in the ways
我就做你们的神，你们就做我的子民。
That I command, and I will be your God, you'll be my people.
不但这样，你们就是你们可以得福啊。
And not only that, you shall be blessed.
所以可见呢、啊。神的选民在学习顺服和圣洁的课程里面、啊、经过这么长的年代都学不会、啊、
We can see that God's people after so many years of trying to learn the lesson of obeying God's word they have failed
所以怎么可能会做好出来的动作呢分别为圣的动作做不好、啊、
And if they cannotEven learn to obey God's word how can they learn to exit the city、
啊、想想看我们自己
Let's think about ourselves.
我们怎么走不出来
How come we cannot leave the city?
我们就可以想想在顺服的课程上跟圣洁的课程上是不是真的做得很好、啊、
Well then, let's look at whether or not we have done a good job in learning how to follow God's word and learning how to lead a holy life.
不单单是神的颁布这样的信仰课程
And not only did God give us these two lessons to follow,
既然要拜神，神所要求的，他的子民就必须要做到这样的课程。
If we are worshiping God, then as God's people, we must complete our homework.
我们第二个方向再来谈谈。
And let's talk about the second point.
那在启示录十八章第四节里面。
In Revelation chapter 18, verse 4, it says,
谈到要从那个城出来啊。
Says, come out of that city.
刚刚是我们谈到出来的动作，在圣经的历史里面，我们已经有谈完了。
So we've talked about the various examples of leaving the city from the various times in the Bible.
那现在我们要谈的是从那城。那个城出来是有什么意义呢？
Now we're talking about the meaning of leaving from that city.
我们来看启示录的第十六章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 16.
第十六章的十九节。
Revelation 16 verse 19. The great city split into three parts and the cities of the nations collapsed. God remembered Babylon, the great, and gave her the cup filled with the wine of the fury of his wrath.
我们在这里看到。
We see here,
说那个大城啊，它将来的结局啊。
The end of the great city of Babylon.
第七位天使拿着这个第七个王到这个灾的时候是在空中，是全面性的、全宇宙性的一种毁灭。
And the angel pours his cup in the sky, and we know that the destruction is universal.
从天上的圣殿的宝座中啊，就有很大的声音啊，发出啊。
We know that a great sound shall be heard from the throne in the sky.
还有空前绝后的大地震也发生了。
And we know that there will be a great earthquake.
结果那个大城巴比伦城啊。
And the great city of Babylon.
就是讲着这个世界啊。
Meaning this world.
被分为三段。
Will be split into three.
所有列国的城都倒塌了。
All of the cities of the nations will be collapsed.
神也想起这个大城的罪来啊。
And God will think of the sins of the city.
所以二十节说，众海岛啊，众水全部都要不见了。
And that is why verse 20 says, even the islands have fled away.
这是他的结局耶。
This is the end of the city.
我们再来看那个十八章啊。
Let's turn back to
十八章的第五节啊。
Chapter 18, verse 5.
这个大城为什么会有这样的结局呢？
Why would the great city have such a terrible ending?
因为它的罪恶到滔天。
For her sins are piled up to heaven.
她的不义，神已经想起来了。
And God has remembered her crimes.
这个很可怕的。
This is quite scary.
如果我们没有做好出来的动作。
If we are not ready to flee the city,
没有学会顺服和圣洁的课程啊。
If we have not learned how to obey and stay pure,
神随时观看，而且想起我们的罪的时候，就是刑罚审判到我们身上的时候。
We know that God is observing us, and when God remembers our sins, it will be time for God to punish us.
那我们在十七章里面看到作者描写巴比伦大淫妇的一种刑罚。
And we see in chapter 17, it talks about how the woman of Babylon was punished.
那十八章里面就看到做这个描写这个大城的一个灭亡了。
And in chapter 18, we see the destruction of the city of Babylon.
那启示录十九章进一步的就谈到描写那个大城跟住在里面的人的灭亡了。
And in chapter 19 talks about the destruction of the people that had lived in the city of Babylon.
那些都是指着不相信神的人。
And these people refer to the unbelievers.
那些都指着不悔改的人。
These people refer to those who are unwilling to repent.
那些灭亡的人都指着那些亵渎神的人呢。
And those who were destroyed were those who were blasphemous.
所以在十九章的十五节，他们要被踹在这个酒榨里面了、啊，这样的灭亡了、啊。
And in chapter 19, verse 15, it says that they will be destroyed and be ruled with an iron scepter.
如果你看到十九章的二十节、啊、
，If you turn to chapter 19, verse 20,
那一些人呢、啊、就要被烧着的硫磺火、啊、被丢在那个里面了、啊。
It says here that they will be thrown into the lake of fire.
所以这个大城的灾殃啊，
So we know that the destruction of this great city will come at once.
连想都没办法想那个刑罚灭亡就来耶。
Before we have time to think,
the
punishment will come.
我们来看启示录18章的第8节。
Let's turn to Revelation 18.
18章第8节。
Revelation chapter 18, verse 8. Therefore, in one day her plagues will overtake her, death, mourning, and famine. She will be consumed by fire, for mighty is the Lord God who judges her.
在这里这样讲咯。
Here has told us,
他的灾殃一起来到就是什么呢?
The plague will come at once.
这里做了一个很好的诠释啊。
And this is a good description here.
那个大城的灾殃就是指着死亡、悲哀、饥荒，又要被火烧。
Here, the destruction means death, mourning, and famine, and to be consumed by fire.
而且18章里面一直不断重复着一句话。
And chapter 18 repeated one phrase.
一天之内灾殃要全部来到。
That the destruction will come in one day.
又看到后面的时候，他说一时之间，时间更短了，一起来到了。
And if you read later, it says in one moment, even faster.
所以我们从启示录里面。
Then from the book of Revelation,
其实你可以看到一个很清楚的路线在跑。
We can see a clear path.
神的作为在审判的工作里面呢, 有3条路线。
We see God's judgment has 3 paths.
第一个谈到神公义的审判。
First, it talks about God's right judgment.
他用那个七印、七号、七碗呢, 来显出他公义审判的作为呢。
The 7 seals, the 7 horns, and the 7 cups.
他的这个审判的动作是渐进式的，是越来越激烈的。
And these things signify God's judgment, and we see that the punishment is increased gradually.
而且时间是越来越快的。
And the timing of the punishment speeds up.
所以当我们在读启示录的时候，会读完了会非常警醒的。
And after you read the book of Revelations, you should be very alert.
该悔改不悔改，这个神的时间很快。
You should repent, and while you do not repent,
该努力服侍主不努力，神的时间也很快。
And if you are supposed to serve God and you fail to do so, we know God's time will come fast.
在神的公义的审判的作为下面，我们不要跟这个大城这个世界一起沉沦的。
Under God's judgment, we do not want to share any part with this great city.
第二条路线,
the second path,
就是恶者必会灭亡。
We know that the evil ones will be destroyed.
从启示录12章里面,
from Revelation chapter 12,
我们就开始看到那个大龙、恶魔跟那个妇人、教会、儿女征战。
We see that the dragon fighting with the woman and the church.
这个妇人是讲着教会。
And this woman signifies the church.
但是到了启示录20章啊, 这个兽跟这个假先知全部要被打败，丢在硫磺火湖里面了。
But in chapter 20, this dragon and the devil will be defeated and thrown into the lake of fire.
没有办法逃开神的刑罚了。
And they cannot escape the punishment.
那另外一条路线呢？
The other path.
在启示录里面呢？
In Revelation,
我们看到神的国必会实现。
We see that God's kingdom will be realized.
首先呢, 在第一章就看到死而复活、得胜的羔羊耶稣基督的形状显明出来了。
In chapter 1, we already see that the image of the Son of Man has been shown.
然后紧接着就对第二章、第三章的七间教会发出这个。 这个宣告的话,
and after that, immediately messages were delivered to the 7 churches.
我们看到神要审判这世界以前呢,
and we see that before God is to judge the world,
他先要神的教会先面对审判，要做一个悔改或一个调整啊。
He wanted his church, his people, to face the judgment and make certain adjustments.
紧接着就对这个世界世人做这种审判工作。
And after that, He will pass the judgment to the world.
第6章就看到这个白马的出现。
And in chapter 6, we see that the white horses appear.
这个白马就是讲着得救的真耶稣教会。
And the white horse signifies the true Jesus church.
到了第12章就发现那个妇人了。
And in chapter 12, we see the woman.
逃避那个大龙的攻击躲到旷野了。
And we see the woman fleeing to the desert.
这个妇人啊，她要经过惨难，生下一个儿子，要将来要跟这个大龙征战的。
And the pregnant woman who has fled tribulation and persecution was pregnant with a child who will grow up to fight with the dragon.
这个妇人就是讲着得救的教会。
And this pregnant woman signifies the church with the salvation.
经过神公义审判的作为啊。
And after God's judgment.
所有的兽、恶魔和假先知被灭亡了。
After the destruction of the dragon and Satan.
在二十一章啊，就从天上降下新天新地。
And in chapter 21, a new heaven, a new world will descend.
二十一章的第一节讲得很清楚。
And in chapter 1, verse 3 says.
说旧有的天地和海不见了。
Says the old world, the old sea will disappear.
起初神独自一人创造万物。
And in the beginning, God created all things by himself.
他创造的都看作是美好的。
And God saw that everything was good.
但是人类违背了他的命令。
But man disobeyed God.
犯罪了之后，这旧有的世界，就现在这个世界，就成为魔鬼污秽的灵的居住的地方。
And after man had sinned,This world as we know it became a dwelling place of the devil. It became a dwelling place.
所以这世界、这天地、这个大城啊。
And therefore, this world, this heaven and earth,
是要被毁灭的。
Will be destroyed.
神要降下新天新地。
God will create a new heaven and earth.
这个新天新地有两层意思。
And the new heaven and new earth has two meanings.
进的就是我们所追求、体验、所在的得救的真耶稣教会。
The first meaning is the True Jesus Church that we pursue and experience.
长远而永恒来讲，就是神的国度，天上荣耀的圣城。
And the deeper, longer meaning is a long-term meaning, I should say. It is the kingdom of heaven, God's kingdom.
那二十一章的一直到这个二十二章第五节啊。
In verse chapter 22, verse 5.
二十一章到二十二章第五节里面谈到了新天新地里面的三件事。
In chapter 22, verse 5 talks about the three things happening in the new kingdom and new heaven.
二十一章到二十二章五节。
哦，二十一章二十二章。From chapter 21 to chapter 22, verse 5 talks about several things happening in the new kingdom.
新天新地里面有新的圣城。
And it talks about a new holy city in this new kingdom of heaven.
有新的圣殿。
A new temple of God.
有新的伊甸乐园。
A new garden of Eden.
过去失去的已经失去了，神再一次降下新天新地来。
What was lost forever. God will create a new world.
启示录里面还有另外一个很重要的信息。
And there's another important message in the book of
Revelation. 神的子民就是讲着这个圣民呢。
The people of God refers to God's chosen
people. 一定要离开那个大城啊。
We have to leave the city.
因为启示录里头有那个两种印。
Because the book of Revelation, in the book of Revelation, there are two types of seals.
世上的人在那大城活着体贴情欲的，他是盖那个兽的印。
Those who live in the world and who live according to their lust,
they have
the seal of the beast.
我们不是要盖兽的印，因为它的结局会灭亡的。
And we don't want to have the seal of the beast on us because that leads to destruction.
会跟大城一起同受刑罚的。
We will be punished with the city if we had that seal.
我们是要盖神的印。
We want to have the seal of God.
才免去这个灾难。
In order for us to be weighed from the
成为十四万四千里面四千十四万四千人里面得救的人之一啊。
So we can be one of the 144,000 people who are to be saved.
第三个方向。
Third direction.
其实主耶稣在离开这世界，他最后离别的祷告也这样说。
This is also referred to by Jesus in his final prayer before he ascended into heaven.
记载在约翰福音的十七章。
And that was recorded in John 17.
耶稣祷告说：“我不属这世界。”
Jesus prayed and said that he did not belong to this world.
所以跟随他的人也不属这世界。
And therefore, those who follow Jesus also do not belong to this world.
所以他更是祷告说：“求用真理来使他们成圣啊。”
And Jesus prayed so that The people will become holy through the truth.
啊，启示录里面讲的巴比伦大城啊。
And the city of Babylon referred to in the book of Revelation.
是指着这个罪恶的世界。
Refers to the sinful world.
它是暂时的。
The sinful world is temporary.
不是永存的世界。
It is not a permanent world.
它里面充满了各种各样的情欲。
The world is full of different types of desires.
把它归结起来啊，也不过只有三种嘛。
And actually, if you look at the, if youconclude everything,
summarize everything, there's two, three types of us. 创世纪的第三章。
Let's turn to Genesis chapter 3.
还有这个约翰一书的第二章。
Or if you turn to John chapter 1.
这世界的情欲不过是有三大类而已啊。
Excuse me, 1 John chapter 1. And all of the lusts can be categorized into three categories.
有肉体的情欲。
There's lust of the flesh.
有眼目的情欲。
There's lust of the eyes.
有今生的骄傲。
And the pride of our life.
所以你体贴这个城这个世界的情欲的时候你就陷入在这样的情欲里面了。
And when we follow the lust of this world that we will become trapped in the city.
事实上巴比伦这个名词它原来的意思是什么呢？
And what is the meaning of the term Babylon?
就是通往神的门的意思了。
Babylon meant the gate of heaven.
后来这个巴比伦名词也衍生为混乱的意思。
But the name Babylon had an other meaning over time.
所以简单讲起来，巴比伦的意，这个意思我们也可以解成为混乱了通往神的门呢。
And the second meaning was chaos. So the combining the two meanings, it could be it has a new meaning that it is the gate of heaven that confuses.
混乱通往神的门呢？
This is a gate that confuses
those who are trying to reach heaven. 所以你的眼光只看这个大城世界。
So if we only look, if we can only see the big city,
那你要走到神的里面，神的门槛里面就很困难了。
It will be very difficult for us to enter through the gate of heaven.
但是我们看这个启示录，他当时在面对，当代的社会或者是一些现象啊。
And we see that the book of Revelation, it talked about the certain phenomenons at that time.
也很清楚的可以了解。
And we can understand.
是指着一切反抗神掌权的一种势力或团体。
And we can see that there are groups who were going against God's will.
所以在启示录十七章里面呢、啊。
And that's why in the book of Revelation,
直接就这样讲呢。
Says that,
我们来看那个十七章第五节。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 17, verse 5.
第五节这里说啊
，Verse 5 says,
这个巴比伦城啊，是世上的淫妇和一切可憎之物的母亲呢。
Here it says, Babylon the Great is the mother of prostitutes, and is the mother of all the abominations of the earth.
所以这样看来啊
，And from here,
其实我们呢、啊。真的不属这个大城巴比伦的。
We know that we do not belong to the city of Babylon.
啊，从主耶稣的祷告也要我们跟这个世界做一个分别的。
And Jesus in his prayer also wanted us to take no part with the city.
什么样的人可以免去这样的灾害呢？
What kind of people will be waved from the punishment of
Babylon? 其实，在启示录里面，他也有谈到哪一种人呢？
And the book of Revelation tells us.What kind of people will be exempted?
我们来看那个启示录的第七章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 7.
十四节。
Revelation chapter 7, verse 14.
十四节。
Revelation chapter 7, verse 14.
这里谈到说这些人是从大患难中走出来的。
Here it says that these are the people who have come out of the great tribulation.
是用耶稣基督的血把衣裳洗白干净了。
These people have washed their robes and made them white with the blood of the Lamb.
如果我们在看到哥林多后书第六章的时候
，And when we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 6,
保罗他也是这样劝勉了。
Paul also told us,
要离开这个世界，要走出这个世界
，to leave the city,
要跟他们分别为圣
，to draw a line between us and the city.
意思也就是说要走出罪恶的生活来。
To walk out of the life of sin.
你有这样的分别啊。
Without such a differentiation.
做好走出来的动作啊。
If we cannot flee the city.
你就可以远离不义的事。
If we can flee from the city, we can
过一个圣洁的生活。
If we can get away from sin.
我们的神就接纳我们成为他的儿女了。
and to get away from a sinful life and be called
God's children, 你就会得到圣洁的应许啊。
And we will receive the promise of holiness.
有一个摩门教徒啊。
There was a Mormon.
哎，他也蛮热心的。
This Mormon was a devoted one.
因为他们的教会规定非常多。
And the Mormon church had many rules.
喝茶也是犯罪哦。
And in the Mormon church, even drinking tea is a sin.
喝咖啡也犯罪哦。
Even drinking coffee is considered an
offense. 这个是他亲自讲的。
This is what the Mormon member told me.
结果他一直怎么样追求都没有办法离开他的几个坏习惯。
And no matter how he tried, he could not get away from his sins.
有一个是抽坏习惯是抽烟。
And one of his bad habits was smoking.
那其他的我就不讲了。
And the other ones, I'm not going to.
他无论怎么样祷告，无论怎么样读经，怎么样守教规，也是没有办法走出那个坏习惯、罪恶的生活。
And no matter how he prayed, no matter how much Bible he read, no matter how he tried to keep all the rules of the church, he could not change his life.
他是一个公司的经理。
And he was an executive of a company.
后来我们同事就带他来教会。
And then later, his coworker brought him
to church. 那我们就在那个接待室啊，他问了很多的问题。
And I was in the visitor's room, and he was asking me a lot of questions.
每一个问题都在显示出他的痛苦。
And every one of his questions showed his bitterness.
每一个问题都在显示出他没有办法有能力改变自己。
And every one of his questions showed that he was struggling to change his
behavior. 甚至被自己的思想、观念、经验给压榨。
And in fact, he was bonded. He was a prisoner of his own views and his own thinking.
他走不开这种束缚哎。
He was unable to break his bondage.
走不出来这种罪恶。
He was unable to flee from sin.
后来跟他用圣经道理谈。
And after I discussed the Bible,
就在一次的祷告的时候，他得到了宝贵的圣灵。
And during our prayer together, he received
the Holy Spirit. 感动的流泪耶。
He was moved.
原来是要这样走出来耶。
And he realized that that was the way.
借着神的圣灵和神的真理。
And through God's Holy Spirit and the Word.
才能够走出来啊。
He was able to leave the city.
不是靠人的想法和自己的努力，那个行不通的。
But instead of relying on his own ways and his own thinking, because that was useless.
不但来慕道，
he continued to come.
带了全家来慕道，
and he brought his whole family to church.
感谢主，就在去年也接受全家就洗礼了。
And thank God, last year they were baptized.
所以谈到这个地方啊，
so now I'm talking about.
我们要认识自己啊，
we need to know ourselves.
不要用任何理由啊来搪塞啊，甚至迷惑自己啊。
Let's not give ourselves any excuse or even lie to ourselves.
不论是我们的感情，
whether it be our emotions,
或者我们的个性，
or our personality,
或者我们生活的作息习惯，
or our habits,
或者我们人生经验的观念。
Or some of our views, our perspectives based on our past experience.
各种啊，今生的情欲。
And perhaps our different desires and lusts.
我们一定要努力从这个层，就是这些生活里面走出来啊。
Let us remember we have to get away from all those things.
要有心走到神赐下来的新天新地里面。
We must have the heart to walk away from that city and walk to God's new world.
我们看到启示录的作者使徒约翰。
We see Apostle John, the author of Book of Revelation.
神直接向他启示这么奥秘的意象，末世的事情啊。
God has revealed such a great mystery, a great vision to him.
这些都要成的事。
We know these things are going to happen for.
他非常的相信的。
And John believed it indeed.
尤其在启示录二十二章里面呢。
Especially in Revelation 20.
连续用三次讲主必快来。
John said three times, "The Lord shall come soon."
每一个在幕后神要成就的意象，这么大的事情都非常令人害怕的。
And everyone were every one of these visions were quite intimidating.
但是他最后看了以后，很诚诚实实的把这些都记载下来。
But after John saw the vision, he honestly and truthfully recorded everything he saw.
让我们今天有福气，先读到神末后要做的工作。
So that we can be so blessed to read and to see God's the future God has arranged for us.
他看完了，写下来之后。
And after John saw the vision, after he recorded,
他不是害怕,
he was not afraid,
反而是更加有盼望,
but he was full of hope,
更加有喜乐的降说,
and he was full with joy.
我们来看启示录的二十二章,
let's turn to Revelation chapter
22, 二十节,
chapter 22, verse 20.He who testifies to these things says, Yes, I'm coming soon.
在这里我们看到了,
Here we can see,
他看了这么多的神的将要做的事,
We see so many things that God will do.
他反而更加有信心盼望地说, 主啊, 我愿你快来啊。
John actually says, Yes, Lord.
我们看到他准备好了。
We see that John is ready.
如果换做我们,
Now, if it were,Were us in his shoes,
我们是不是也很有信心、有盼望的说：“主啊，我愿你快来。”
Will we say the same thing? Yes, Lord, I'm ready.
曾经在访问的时候
，One time I was visiting.
有一个姐妹她这样讲
，And a sister told me.
因为她家里比较有钱呢、啊、
，And she was a wealthy person.
她就这样说了
，And she told me this.
田传道啊。
She said, Pastor,
我还不想赶快死嘞、
I don't really want to die
所以我祷告主耶稣不要马上把我接走
So I prayed to God, I said, Jesus, don't take me right away
我就很注意听、哎、你为什么这样讲
And I listened to her carefully, I said, why would you say that?
她说因为这个世界我还没有享受过
And she said, you know, I have not had a chance to really enjoy this world
如果这个时候主耶稣找来找你、啊、
And if Jesus come to you now
你敢面对说主啊我愿你快来啊
And would you say, Lord, come now, come now
我们心里怎么想主耶稣也知道嘞
God knows what you're thinking.
所以我们也愿意跟这个使徒约翰一样，在最后的能够说主啊，我愿你快来啊。
So can we be like Apostle John and say, Yes, Lord, I want you to come soon.
这是一个最美丽的祷告声音。
This is the most beautiful prayer.
是出于信心的。
It is coming out of faith.
是出于盼望的。
It is out of hope.
是出于感恩的一种心声。
It is out of praising God.
所以我们一辈子的信仰生活要努力。从那大城这世界这情欲罪恶走出来啊
And therefore in our lives we need to pray We need to pray for the strength to walk out of this great city This great sinful city
愿神祝福大家
May God bless you all
唱诗176首
Sing hymn 176
交战都失败，我已靠近真正胜利。魔鬼火箭如下雨，有时暗色正困苦，我已靠住真正胜利。我已靠住真正胜利，胜利。我已靠住真正胜利。哈利路亚的神帮助掌管我只敢伸手再付出我依靠主长城胜利虽然灭亡和怀疑如同云雾在交缠我依靠主长城胜利时时祈祷读圣经我主旨意救人民我依靠主长城胜利我依靠主长城胜利胜利我依靠主长城胜利哈利路亚的神安主掌管我时刻伸手再付出我依靠主长城胜利天路崎岖真难行回头争辩如佣兵我依靠主长城胜利等到得胜回天父主耶稣同居住我依靠主长城胜利我依靠主长城胜利胜利我依靠主长城胜利哈利路亚的圣灵主掌管我 时刻伸手在扶住我依靠主常常生命、
请坐。
Please be seated.
接下来我们要做祷告。
We're going to make a prayer.
祷告的时候我们要很用心的跟神说话。
And when we pray, we need to stay focused and talk to God directly.
求告主的圣灵的帮助会显明他许多的恩典见证。
We need to pray for the Holy Spirit to manifest its various witnesses to us,
不单能够坚固我们
to strengthen us,
也能够造就我们所带导的对象
and to help us achieve our goals.
我们特别为今天晚上的英文福音英文班的福音茶会来带导。
First, let us pray for the English Evangelical Tea Party tonight.
也特别为3月12号中文班的福音茶会来带导。
And let us also pray for the Chinese Gospel Tea Party on March 12th.
更要为我们3月22号到26号的春季灵恩布道大会来带导。
Finally, let us pray for the Spring Spiritual Convocation for March 22.
也特别为 Daniel Leung 的母亲啊来代祷。
And let us also pray for the mother of brother Daniel Leung.
她在香港的医院啊住院啊，情况比较危急啊。
And she is hospitalized in Hong Kong, and her condition is very serious.
我们祷告的是为自己、为家庭、为教会圣工和需要代祷的人代祷。
And let us, in our prayer, pray for our family members, for our church, our friends, and for anyone who needs our prayer.
教会负责人有交代。
And the church board has told me.
等一下祷告要接受按手求神祝福帮施恩典的，可以到前面来啊。
Those who wishes, to have their, to have the hands laid on them, please come forward to the front.
求主帮助我们，与我们同在。
May God bless us and with us.
请在座的长子也一起来按手。
And we also ask the preachers and deacons to come to the front.
我们一起来感谢祷告。
Let us pray.